Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, the government is planning a new strategy on financial education for young people. During a debate in the Chamber of Deputies yesterday, Claude Meisch, the Minister for Education, spoke of the need for a new national strategy through schools and awareness campaigns. Liz Bratz of the Luxembourg Socialist Workers' Party, who initiated the debate, said it was high time that financial knowledge was made more accessible to people who may make decisions that affect their future. Luxembourg police will begin wearing body cameras starting on the 1st of June, the Minister for Home Affairs Leon Glauden has confirmed. Body cams for police officers were originally approved by MPs in July 2023. A Luxair flight from Milan to Luxembourg was unexpectedly diverted to Geneva on Monday due to what the airline described as a precautionary measure. Luxair confirmed the incident to RTL yesterday, assuring that at no point was the safety of the 69 passengers on board compromised. In world news, the White House says President Trump is putting the final touches on his plans for sweeping new tariffs that is feared could trigger a global trade war. The announcement is expected this evening and could affect trillions of dollars of US imports. Major economies, including the European Union and Canada, have vowed retaliation. A Democratic Party politician has broken the record for the longest ever speech in the US Senate. Cory Booker delivered a fierce denunciation of Donald Trump's presidency for more than 25 hours. Starting today, European visitors to the UK will need a new entry permit as the British government shakes up long-standing travel rules. Travellers from Europe will now need a digital electronic travel authorisation, or ETA permit, which UK officials say will boost security and streamline entry processes. Rescuers have today pulled a man alive from the rubble 5 days after Myanmar's devastating earthquake. Hopes of finding more survivors are fading, but there was a moment of joy as the man was rescued from the ruins of a hotel in the capital Naypyidaw. And finally, according to Meteorlux, Luxembourg's public weather service, Luxembourg saw its sunniest March since records began at Findlay Airport in 1947, with 222.8 hours of sunshine and very little rainfall. For more news stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, Real Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti will go on trial today for allegedly failing to declare income to Spain's tax office, the latest in a string of such cases targeting sports figures in the country. Prosecutors are seeking a jail term of 4 years and 9 months for the 65-year-old Italian. And NFL team owners have voted to make the dynamic kickoff a permanent rule change. In annual league meetings at Palm Beach, the owners voted to keep the kickoff procedure adopted on a one-season basis for 2024 with one tweak. Touchbacks will see the ball spotted on the 35-yard line rather than the 30-yard line.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's one of those days alternating between sunny and cloudy, with a chilly wind that could reach up to 50 kilometres an hour. Temperature-wise, the morning sees around 5 to 8 degrees, with a maximum in the afternoon expected between 15 and 16 degrees.